Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Good evening. The show begins in Kashmir. Conversation with Bill Raggio and Hossein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, about the standoff. The Prime Minister of India has said there's a suspension of hostilities. The General, now Field Marshal Amir Munir of Pakistan, commanding the armed forces and much of the government, says there is a ceasefire. There is a report that both sides are pulling troops off of the line of control. Nonetheless, there was an episode and a series of episodes that does not end the conflict. The nuclear-armed faction did not come into play, but there was a suggestion at one point that India was attacking the nuclear weapon infrastructure. Questions to be answered, not yet. And then a conversation with John Hardy about the drone wars between Ukraine and Russia. Russia launches a massive drone attack on Kyiv. Kyiv launches what we're told is a very clever attack using unwitting transportation truck drivers to carry wood sheds filled with, we're told, suicide drones that are then alerted electronically in some fashion. The whole thing misses pieces of credibility. Nonetheless, that's what we're told. And we do see the photos of destroyed aircraft on the ground, strategic bombers all across Russia. Russia promises a response, perhaps unpredicted, perhaps disproportionate, unknown. Also talked about the negotiation, which went on at low levels in Istanbul, about POWs and bodies being exchanged. 12,000 corpses. That is just one example of what the war has brought, which is a wasteland in parts of the Russian demography and in parts of the Ukrainian demography. Generation destroyed in some fashion. Harvard again, in Title VI. Peter Berkowitz speaks of a letter signed by right-of-center journalists and scholars asking for Harvard to be let off the hook by the government, by the central government, the Trump administration. Nonetheless, the rulings have gone through. The Trump administration gives Harvard till August of 2025 to make the changes and sit a monitor on their meetings, faculty meetings, student meetings. I don't know. It's a widespread demand, unlikely to be met by Harvard. Peter Berkowitz points out that there are procedures to igniting Title VI violations, and they should be followed. They have not been. There's been a unilateral nature to this. Judge and jury out of the Trump administration. We need public hearings. We need allegations in public. Everything aired out. It'll take time. That's the nature of Title VI. It's an argument. It subjectifies everything, I observe, from a distance. Oceania, spectacular report from Cleo Pascal. She is on an atoll, part of the Federated States of Micronesia. The atoll is very far away. It's called Woolly Eye. It was part of the Japanese imperial occupation in the 1940s. The U.S. bypassed the island, just cut it off from food, and the Japanese occupants starved to death or died of disease, cut off from everywhere. A tragedy upon a tragedy. And now the Chinese have turned up to expand the airfield originally built by the Imperial Japanese Army and slave labor, and to give a ping pong table, some other blandishments to the local, very grateful Polynesian occupation residents. And what we have here is China influencing soft power, and the U.S. not showing up, according to Cleo. It's a four-day trip by boat out from Yap, the headquarters of this part of the Federated States of Micronesia. On an open deck or open interior, very hot, Cleo braved that to go out there. She's now waiting for that, what she called generously, rust bucket to come back from its trip down the outer islands and carry her back to Yap so she can find air conditioning again. Right now she's being given a place in the high school principal's home. The women sleep on one side of an open room, the men sleep on the other side. And Cleo does have an electric fan, that's about it. I will talk to her again before she leaves, is my hope, or certainly talk to her when she gets back to Yap. 7,500 miles from New York City, but it's under the protection of the United States, and people there routinely join the United States Army and Navy. They're very patriotic. Right now, though, the Biden administration did not pursue in any fashion the people of the Federated States of Micronesia, and it is on the marching line between Hawaii and the Philippines and Japan and Taiwan in the event of conflict. On to Syria with Ahmed Sharawi and Bill Raggio. The threat to the Druze of Syria, the threat to the people of Syria by the so-called government in Damascus. And what is the U.S. doing talking to Shara, an Al-Qaeda veteran? Unknown by all three of us, but we puzzle, we watch. There's no promise there. It's just an unusual tactic to talk to the enemy. That is what the Trump administration did in Doha for the so-called Taliban negotiations that the Biden administration then chose to act on unilaterally without the Taliban contributing anything, no concessions, nothing. And the result is a failed state, completely non-transparent. Is that the fate of Syria? Unknown. David Dayoud joins to talk about Gaza, the aid, and the war, and about Lebanon, the Lebanese armed forces and the Hezbollah. Complicated and not going to be solved in my lifetime. Maybe not in yours. Very complicated. The New World Report with Ernesto Araújo. We talked about Suriname, the former Dutch colony with some access to oil, not as rich as Guyana, but rich. The people of Suriname. Ernesto, when he was foreign minister for Bolsonaro's government before the COVID, visited Suriname. Paramaribo is the capital of Suriname. Georgetown is the capital of Guyana. Much to learn. They're at the edge of the Amazon, impenetrable Amazon, according to Ernesto. So they need roadway, they need infrastructure, they need everything. Attention. Good. We give it to them. And then a conversation about Brazil. Brazil's having a very good coffee year. The Robusta is coming in extravagantly, and we need it. The price of coffee has been rising because of a bad crop, shortages, demand. Jim Fennell joins, U.S. Navy captain, intelligence officer, retired, recommending, warning, move the Atlantic Fleet or much of it to the Pacific. Berth it as best you can in all of the outlets from San Diego to Alameda. And get ready for 2027. It is Jim's position, and it's the position of the U.S. Navy, that the People's Republic of China will launch an attack in 2027. Get ready for it. Later on, a question about North Korea with Bruce Spechtel. Suddenly, the clownish Kim Jong-un is given great respect within the Axis powers because of the arsenal he offers and the troops he offers. He is a one-man rogue state, and the new book I look forward to quickly, Rogue State, the story of North Korea and its proliferation of arms, man, and lethality throughout the Axis world. And then a conversation to end the evening very happily with Gordon Chang about the vote in Korea underway now. And it looks like Korea is now, South Korea, Republic of Korea, is veering left and pro-China. It will complicate everything, the expectation of using the South Korean shipyards, of South Korea as an ally in the region in the event of an attack? Much more complicated. We shall see. Much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.